Lakers. Come on. Let's do it. This is it. Come on, man.
I'm ready.
Tim, go ahead.
Tim, go ahead. Tim, go ahead.
Let's do this, man. I got him, man. Somehow I managed to creep from under the rock. Linking up with Cam and linking up with the rock now.
Hey, I told you.
Come on, man.
I won't fail you, nigga.
I got this. Where the hell? This is powerful music I bring to the table. The sequel to Able, the way I sling pain, cuz.
Yeah. Like a music talk.
Yo, I know I'm passing focus. In case you haven't noticed. The blast don't open as soon as the magnum opens.
Yeah,
come on.
I told you, man.
Come on. Cam gon' make me a star.
I'ma make him a million.
Yeah, we invaded
the
building.
Yeah, Diplomat. Relax.
In the next bitch, no need for you to ever sweat the next bitch. With speed, I make the best bitch see the exit. Indeed, you gotta know you're thoroughly respected by me. You get the keys to the Lexus,
but no drive.
You got your own 96 something. The ride and keep gas tighter than Versace. That's why you gotta watch a friend. You got to watch me. They can now the shit. The first chance to crack the bank, they'll try me. Only get us 50 cent francs
and papaya.
Still a belly, time to kill it on your belly. No question, that more black chicks between my sheep and necks. They say sex is a weapon, so when I shoot, meet you death in less than 8 seconds. Still pounding in my afterlife, laughing. My shit is tight. Who you asking, bro?
No one can fuck you better.
Sleeps around, but he gives me a lie.
Keeps you in diamonds and leather.
Friends, they tell me I should leave you alone.
Tell them freaks to find a man in the AM. A man in the AM.
Fresh to death in Moschino. Coach bag looking half black and Filipino. Faking no cash, got you a beaver to feel important. Surrounded with Fiend and Jonah Davis and Charles Jordan. I keep it up, but love, you know these hoes be making me weak. Y'all know how it goes, be.
Since Norby Walsh is our agency, right? Yo, Rockin', what's up? Yo, I'm doing it now with E, man. I'm trying to get paid in full. So check this out. Since Norby Walsh...
DJ Clue. Death of Storm. The Rock. This shit right here. The Rock Army. Dame Dash presents. The Dream Team niggas. Word.
What's up, y'all? Yo, this is Dame Dash, the CEO. Here to welcome y'all to the Dream Team. What y'all niggas thought I was gonna rap? No. I'm just a little mad niggas coming at my neck like my team ain't the best in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like we ain't got beef.
Honey, dude.
respect. But I know it cost some rack. Let me stop. Oh, shoot. Why did I just do that? Oh, man.
It may not mean nothing to y'all, but understand nothing was done for me, so I don't plan on stopping at all. I want this shit forever, never mind. Show me shit that in the mall. It's a nerd, girl, she the one for me, and I ain't even planning at all.
I've been accepted what he needs. I've been a step assist to keep.
We are back. I'm sorry, y'all. My intro was a little lengthy today. We back with another episode. You got all the sense podcast. This is your guy, Flashy, with three Y's, six Y's. Y'all know the vibes. This really not going to be too lengthy of an episode. I just literally had to get this episode out just so I could keep my content risen. If you know me, then you know what I'm dealing with. So I just wanted to get y'all another episode. I will be back, though, this week. Sorry about that. I will be back with another episode this week. First things first, my sponsor of the week is Nice Apparel. Go follow them on Instagram. It is NYCE_apparel. Straight out of Charlotte-Salisbury, North Carolina. Shout out to my brother Sheldon. Go shop with them. Summertime is coming. Get your Nice Apparel for the summertime. That is my only sponsor of the week. And my other sponsor is Evil Twin for letting me use her Netflix. Shout out to you. Of course, we want to send our prayers up to everybody still dealing with COVID-19, still dealing with mental health, still dealing with personal issues. Just know we love you. Of course, I'll give you guys an update on my pops. My father is doing a lot better, so I thank all of you for your prayers, your texts, your calls. The love does not go unnoticed. I thank y'all for being there for me. I appreciate y'all. Let's get right into it. We don't have too much to talk about this week. New music that dropped this weekend. We had a few albums, few singles. I know for sure we're definitely going to get a little bit of a further detail with SZA, because SZA's crazy. Why am I feeling like this today? I don't know. XXXTentacion. I don't know. I'm sorry, my brother. God bless your soul. XXX drops his album, Look At Me, this weekend. I'm sorry, I didn't really get to tune into it. My weekend was fluttered with other things. I've listened to his music in the past. He has a cult fan base, so I'm pretty sure he'll reach number one on the Billboard chart. But I definitely want y'all to go tap in, go stream his music, let his family reap the benefits of his blessing of being an artist. Excuse me. It seems like every time I start an episode, I randomly have to belch, and that's disgusting. I'm sorry, y'all. SZA dropped Control the Deluxe. SZA, you know you dead wrong. Let me just tell you, right? Granted, you from Jersey, so you feel me? I have a Jersey bias for you, and you my dog. But you literally gave us Control maybe 4, 5, 6 years later from the original release and added 4 songs. I mean, of course it's going to stream because people love you. But you know that you had some extra music in a cut you could have threw on there besides 4 tracks. You could even remix the few tracks that was on there before. But this year world, we just live in it. Make sure y'all go support SZA. I believe SZA signed the TDE. If not, but go support SZA, y'all. Pharrell Williams dropped a track featuring 21 Savage and Tyler, the Creator, called Cash In, Cash Out. I actually did listen to that. Heat rock. Pharrell still doing what he's been doing for the last 20 years. Still on fire. Kid Cudi dropped a track. We haven't heard from Kid Cudi in a minute, called Do What I Want. I didn't listen to it, but I will listen to it. I'll give y'all further in-depth, track release and later this week. Nardo Wick. If y'all don't know who Nardo Wick is, he sings Boom, 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 Boom. That's how I step on it. That song. Nardo Wick dropped a song called Riot. I see the theme you're trying to do, bro. You're trying to keep it to like a little aggressive type rap. I guess we could consider you drill, but nah, let's keep that. Logic, who's been dropping random singles week after week after week, dropped a track called Breathe Control featuring Wiz Khalifa. I actually did listen to that because I'm a big Wiz Khalifa fan. Wiz, we need some more music. And I mean, like, not the music you've been releasing, but, like, you know, like, Cushion Orange Juice Wiz. Like, you know that guy that we know. Ray Shimmer, I don't got no type. Boom, boom. They dropped a single called Denial. I haven't heard that. My music radar has been off this weekend. I'm sorry, y'all. Post Malone dropped the Deluxe to 12 Karat, Too Fake. If y'all listened last week, I know I spoke on Post Malone album, which was pretty tough. So I'm pretty sure he just added a few tracks that made the album even better. Never Broke Again, I'm going to assume that's NBA and his friends. Green Activity dropped a project. If y'all listened to me before, if y'all heard me before, y'all know I'm not too avid of a fan of NBA Youngboy. But he does make good music. He also has a cult following, so I'm pretty sure his streams are going to reach to the capacity that they need to reach. First things first, I don't know if I said this last week, but rest in peace to Trouble. I know they just recently buried him. It might have been today. We send him prayers and love and hugs to his family. The love is unconditional. Another thing that happened this past weekend, they had Governor's Ball in New York City outside of City Stadium, which is in Queens. I do know Coolie Ray performed, and I do believe Roddy Ricch was one of the headliners, who was eventually arrested. Crazy madness. Arrested this weekend in New York City for gun possession and large magazine capacity and some of the other things. But he was released Sunday. And if y'all know, Sunday is the first Sunday, I believe, in June, or maybe the second, in New York and New Jersey, in the tri-state area, which is the tri-state. Let me tell y'all what is the tri-state. I'm sorry if I was cut off. I was cut off due to an update regarding my Boston Celtics. I'm going to get back to them in a second. But what I was saying is the tri-state is combined of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. Not Jersey, Philly, Delaware. That is not the tri-state. Whoever tells y'all, or whatever radio station pump, it's probably Power 99. Whatever radio station pumps to y'all that the tri-state is Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Delaware, they are lying to you guys. Do y'all hear me? And I'm going to be totally honest. Past Trenton, excluding Camden and Atlantic City, New Jersey, stop right there. Right at Trenton. South Jersey is not a part of New Jersey to me. I am from Central Jersey, so please be fully aware of where I'm stating. And I'm from the shore, just to be honest with you. I'm from the shore. I'm 3 minutes from the beach, and I can walk to the beach every day and see the sunrise and sunset. But South Jersey, past Trenton, maybe Willingboro, shout out Haddon Heights, shout out Longside. But shout out Quentin, too. Shout out to my brother. That's not New Jersey. The tri-state is New Jersey, New York, Connecticut. That is the only tri-state. Not none of that extra stuff. But as y'all know, on the first Sunday and or second Sunday of June, it is Summer Jam in the tri-state area, which is something like a mega concert to us, how they now have Powerhouse in Philly and other locations. But literally, that is one of the biggest concerts/festivals because of the opening festival stage that we have. So Roddy Ricch was out in time to attend Summer Jam. This year's Summer Jam, if y'all know about Summer Jam, y'all know the curse on Summer Jam is what? It rains every Summer Jam. My twin go to every Summer Jam, and every year she come back with a poncho. This year they had Summer Jam, and it did not rain. It may have rained early in the day, but the concert, it was not wet microphones. It was none of the above. It was literally a time for them to wild out, and they wild out. The festival stage had a few good performances. I know Baby ATM from North, Shout out to ATM. I know ATM performed on the festival stage with DJ Drewski. Nardo Wick performed. Babyface Ray. Lady London. If y'all know who Lady London is, please go tap in with Lady London. She is a fire female artist. I lie to you not. She is a fire female artist. Who they trying to cancel right now? Saucy Santana got up there and performed. Happy Pride Month. Happy Pride Month. Young Blue also performed on the festival stage. One of the, I guess the main attraction was B-Love to perform. B-Love and Dougie B, if y'all don't know who they are, go check in to who they are. B-Love is probably known for his TikTok tracks. One of them is with the reggae beat, with the reggae sample, which went viral, and Dougie B is a drill artist from New York. They actually turned the festival stage up and had Cardi come out and go crazy. You hear me? Crazy. That set the tempo for a good summer jam. Of course, Free Thug, Free Gunna. Everybody was upset that Thug and Gunna, who were supposed to be the headliners, one of the headliners, didn't get to perform, but we understand the circumstances. Just continue to pray for them. Dream Doll popped it off. Started off the night. She actually brought out CJ to perform Whoopty. And Capella Gray came out and did their song together, and he got to perform This and I, my guy, Gallus. He actually performed that. Last night, the K-Slay set they did. Literally, New York. That's, if y'all couldn't tell by my intro, my intro this week was heavy New York. Heavy New York because of the K-Slay intro they did last night. The K-Slay dedication they did last night. Just the name. Papoose came out. Busta Rhymes came out. Remy Ma came out. Shout out to Remy Ma. Y'all know I'm an avid battle rap fan. And Remy Ma is doing Chrome 23, which is the female battle rap league she is starting. And she had a Friday-Saturday event that went pretty well outside of the streaming. So make sure y'all support female battle rap. The Locks came out, y'all, and set the stage on fire. I got to watch their performance live on somebody. I'm sorry, y'all. I was cut off again by somebody calling me to tell me about the Celtics. I know what's going on. Shout out to Bristina, though. I know what's going on. The Locks set the stage on fire. As I was saying before, the Locks set the stage on fire. The Locks really been on the tear since their massacre slaying of Dipset at Versus. Shout out to Ascent of Water. Joel Santana, Jim Jones, and Mano came out and set the stage on fire. Fire, fire, fire. Of course, my dog Pusha T came through. What people don't realize is Pusha T really has bangers. If you can rock a sold-out arena and people in there going word for word with you, you got bangers. He actually dropped his closing song, of course, was Grinding, Grind. Like, and they went crazy. You hear me, y'all? They went bananas for Grinding. And then, of course, one of the hottest artists in the world, Lil Baby, came through and shut it down. You hear me? Like, yo, Lil Baby is, yo, that nigga, son, is one of them. You feel me? He came through and wild out. Excuse me. And then, my dog Lil Durk really came through and, you feel me? I actually got to watch Lil Baby set via FaceTime. Shout out to Wavy. I got to watch Lil Baby's set via FaceTime, so... If you know the song Freestyle by Lil Baby, it's a part where it go, and if she got titties, I pay for them. And if she, I don't like girls that wear makeup. Like, that whole little breakdown. And then go, I got Dracos and Dracos and Dracos and Dracos. 40s on 40s on. When I tell y'all, the DJ cut it, and the entire stadium. Granted, they in MetLife. MetLife is a football stadium. When I tell y'all it's 10, 15, maybe 20,000 people like, Draco, 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 40s on 40s on 40s. It give you chills. If I was a rapper and that was my track and that went off, I would be like, oh, nah, I'm really Himothy. You feel me? Like, I'm really Himothy. Yo, Baby Set was fire. Dirk came through and set the different energy, of course. Dirk bought out Nardo Wick to perform. What the fuck is that? Meek came out and wild out. He gave a little speech. The importance of Protect Black Art campaign. Like, y'all know what they mean by Protect Black Art. You see the case with Thug and them, that they trying to use their lyrics against them. Like, you never, like I said in the previous episode, y'all never seen, like, you feel me, a rock artist or a heavy rock band with, you know, satanic lyrics get in trouble. But as a black man, we're going to get into that in a minute too. But as a black man or a black artist, the lyrics you say in the song, which could be a lie, which could be a truth, we don't know, allegedly, are used against you in the courtroom, which is sickening. Sickening, sickening, sickening. To close out the night, probably the hottest artist of 2022 to me. Favio came and shut down the... If y'all know Funk, if y'all know In Between Sets, they let a DJ get up and go crazy. Funk Flex, who is a legend, and I missed some New York songs, and I'm sorry. Funk Flex, who is a legend behind the turntables. Every year, his summer jam sets go viral. Last night, Long Little Woo, he had that arena 20,000 strong with lights in the air. And when he dropped, She Liked the Way That I Dance, She Liked the Way... Yo, I was on FaceTime with Wavy. The arena, the stadium was shaking. Wavy wasn't moving. The arena was shaking, y'all. Shaking. Oh, man, I missed a wonderful night last night. Shout out to everybody that took me out there. Oh, man. Favio came out. Of course, he bought out Coolie Ray to do Say My Name. He bought out Chloe Bailey. He bought out Cho. I don't know if y'all know who Cho is. He is on the intro and on the second song of Five. On the intro and another song on Fabio's album. Go give him a listen. He is fire. Then, of course, to close out the night, Big Drip. She fell in love with a lip grip. Hey. Oh, man. Summer Jam was a movie last night. Everybody that doubted it, literally. Whew. Shout out to everybody that went to Summer Jam. Shout out to Hot 97 for putting on a great Summer Jam. Y'all really tried to charge me $9 to watch the Summer Jam stream. And it's cool because I seen it for free. Let me call my friends. Doop, 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 doop. Let me see. And I watched the entire show. Y'all crazy. Y'all is crazy. Another thing. Oh, I think that's it for music. Oh, well, Brandy did a freestyle referring to Jack Harlow. Jack Harlow album was trash, so I don't even give him any more, you know, clout off it. He's good as done. Shout out to Brandy for doing what Brandy does. Another person I want to big up is Kevin Lyles. Kevin Lyles, if you don't know, is probably one of the head A&Rs, if not a higher position, at 300 Entertainment, which is the record label that has Thug, Gunna, and all of those type of guys. He actually went to Thug's bond hearing, which was denied, sadly, and spoke on his behalf. And I know, if y'all know, in a lot of previous situations, those people don't come out for them. And it was just big to see him step up. Even though his Thug bond was denied, it's great to see a black man in power come step into the light, especially step into a courtroom on behalf of one of his artists, who he actually called a friend, which means more than just being an artist. And I want to give my flowers. Give him his flowers. Shout out to Kevin Lyles. Like, facts. Shout out to that. Excuse me, y'all. I'm trying to see something. Oh, another thing. The top 20... I want to say Billboard did a top 20, 50 hip-hop albums of the last semi years. And literally, bro, it was 19 YT people and a black man. Let's speak about this. Hey, Billboard. If y'all just happen to hear this somehow, somewhere, there are over 500 podcasts with people of color talking about hip-hop. Can y'all go find 20 of them and put them on a panel? And I say that because nobody knows black music like black people. Granted, YT people may support black music or, you know, shows and all of the things to that extent. But black people know black people music. We know what Get Rich or Die Trying did for the community. We know what Juice and Jin did for the community. We know what Pink Friday by Nicki did for the community. We know the music that impacted our community. Y'all literally put together the documentary. Matter of fact, let's talk about it. Y'all put together a top 20 albums and it was trash. Trash. Trash is trash, trash. Big dumpster bags of trash. Like, y'all played in black people's faces with that. And I don't even like that. You feel me? Like, I don't even like that. And I know Meek spoke out about it, but I know the first person I seen initially say something about it was The Game. In the documentary, I lie not, Hate It or Love It was one of the hottest songs for two summers straight. This Is How We Do, one of the hottest songs for two summers straight. You can't knock The Game for his music because of what you feel of as him as a person. That man has produced classic albums, classic tracks, classic diss tracks. Literally. So, Billboard, I need y'all to do better. Like, I need y'all to do better. I can't even get jiggy with y'all right now. I can't even get jiggy with y'all. Shout out to Tiger Woods becoming a billionaire. I did see that, though. Dracos on Dracos on Dracos on Dracos. We got 40s on 40s. As you guys know, of course, June is Mental Health Awareness Month. Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. I gave y'all my real spill as far as last week, so I won't get into it this deep. This is a quote I want to give y'all, and I want y'all to sit on this. Pause. Matter of fact, I do want to say something real quick. To all my strong friends, to all my friends who are just in the middle, to all my friends or anybody who may hear this, take time for yourself. Take time to refresh. Like I've been telling y'all, take time to refresh, regroup, restart. Do what you got to do for you. Because people may see you and not know what you're going through. People may see you and think you're going through 1, 2, 3 things, and it's none of the above. But I'm personally telling you, simply just take time for you. I don't care if you don't do nothing for 5 days. I don't care if you sleep for 5 days. But I want you to refresh. I want you to drink your water. I want you to refresh. And I want you to tell yourself it is okay to take time off to better me. To my strong friends, I love y'all. To my friends who don't speak about the battles that they're dealing with, I love y'all. To my friends who are dealing with things they don't want to speak about, I love y'all. Male and female, I literally just want us as a whole to understand that times definitely get tough. Times definitely get tough. Things definitely get tough. But you have to be able to be here for yourself so you could continue your fight and in your own lane instead of being mentally drained and dead on the inside because you're carrying everybody else's weight. You don't have to struggle in silence. That's what I'm telling you. I really just want y'all to get out, get some sunlight, do what you want to do for you to make you happy. I'm not saying go quit your job. You feel me? No. I'm telling you to find a space for you to grow, but also for you to just be like, all right, I'm letting all of this frustration, I'm letting all of this tough ignorance, toxic waste, all of that stuff to go. I want you to find a better space mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. To everybody dealing with something, if you don't have nobody to call, you could call me. I just want everybody to continue to be great. I literally told y'all this wouldn't be in a long episode. But I did want to close out with this. First, mentally, I'm all right, y'all. I try to get everybody that I come in communication with to let me know where they at mentally, because I never know what somebody's going through. Some people don't want to be open. How they, you know, how they feel might be a sign of weakness. I want y'all to check on y'all partners. I want y'all to check on y'all friends, y'all mistresses, y'all sneaky links, whatever y'all want to call them. But I really want y'all to find a piece of peace, which is a double entendre. I want y'all to find a piece of peace. I want y'all to pray a little bit more. I want y'all to drink y'all water. I want y'all to leave everything that's not going to help your piece of peace, leave it alone for a while. Y'all know I just came back off of social media detox and I needed it. I still got my notifications off, so let's just take that for what it is. But mentally, that helped me. That forced me to read. That forced me to educate myself further than I have been doing. So I want y'all to do what works for y'all. To all my friends, listeners, my flashlights, I almost lost a parent. And it almost drove me insane. So to my friends who actually lost a parent, I literally send you all the prayers, the blessings, the love, the hugs, anything and everything to comfort you, no matter if it happened this year, last year, 5 years, 10 years ago. I literally want y'all to know your parents are proud of you. Your grandparents are proud of you. I'm proud of you. I want y'all to know your smallest victories are your biggest blessings. I really can't explain what I'm thinking because my thoughts are running a mile a minute. But I literally just want y'all, for everybody, do what's best for you. Find your piece of peace. Continue to be great. To my fellas, y'all know this is Men's Mental Health Month. I want y'all to find y'all peace. I want y'all to continue to be better. I want y'all to continue to strive to be better. And this coming from the person that put the tea in toxic, but not anymore. But I really want everybody to find their peace. Detaching is good for the soul. Regrouping is good for the soul. Finding something new, a new hobby, a new way to get you out of a funk you've been in is good for the soul. Prayer is good for the soul. Whew, so many things. I thank y'all for listening. I'm not going to hold y'all long this week. I'm sorry. My sponsor of the week, because I stated one earlier, is my dog Joe, who is graduating from Purdue University. I got your little graduation picture. I'm proud of you, my guy. Keep being the best you. Continue to be great. Continue to be blessed. I know your family's proud of you. You know the guy's proud of you. I guess I could end. Let me see if I can find something. for Joe, because he did graduate. Find me a little, I guess we could go with this one right here for you, Joe. Thank y'all for tapping in with me. You Got All the Sense podcast. I want y'all to add creativity when y'all hear this at him and ask him what's up with my shirts. All right, that's what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to find creativity on Instagram and add him and ask him what's up with my shirts. The two fingers in the same thumb. Free the guys, long live the guys. Thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. I want y'all to be great. I want y'all to be blessed. I want y'all to be modest, be humble. But out of all those things, I want you to be you. So y'all find the you and be that. Again, happy Pride Month. Shout out to everybody that's tapping with me. I appreciate y'all. We're going to close with this right here.
Hey, you know you're my favorite white boy, right?
I've been patiently waiting for a track to explode on. You get stunned if you moan and your ass will get rolled on. Feels like my flow's been hot for so long. Thinking I'm gonna fucking fall off, it's so long.
I've been listening in my head like a baby bone dead. Destination heaven. Sick politics with passengers from 9-11. The Lord's blessings leave me lyrically inclined. Shit, I ain't even got to try to shine. Guards that seem stretched, the tailor fitted my pain. I got scriptures in my brain, I can spit at your thing. Straight out the good book. Look, niggas is shook. 50 feet, no man, warrior. Sweet swords like Conan. Picture me, pen and hand, write lines, knowing the source of wrote it. When I die, they'll read this and say a genius wrote it. I grew up without my pop, should that make me bitter? I cook cases, I copped out, does that make me a quitter? In this white man's world, I'm sending her to a squirrel. Looking for a slut with a nice butt to get a nut. If I get shot today, my phone will stop ringing again. These industry niggas ain't friends, they know how to pretend.
They should be waiting for a track to explode on. You be stunned if you own in your ass to get rolled on. It feels like my flow's been hot for so long. You thinking I'm a fucking fall off, it's so long. Stun if you moan in your ass and get rolled on. Feels like my flow's been hot for so long. I'm thinking I'ma fucking fall off, it's so long.
Listen and waiting to make it through all the hate and debate. Whether or not it's been even weather the storm. This play on the table, they operate in the stage. It was like an angel came to you, say from the heavens above. They think they're crazy, but they ain't crazy. Let's face it, shit, basically they just playing sick games. Shit, they ain't saying shit's great. 50 A to the K, get in the way, I bring rain.
The Celtics is down 12 right now. Mark my words, the Celtics won tonight by 5. I told y'all here first, Celtics and 6. I see y'all later this week. You Got All the Sense podcast. See y'all.